Well, to discuss the situation more, I'm joined from Madison by Kevin Barrett, Islamic studies expert. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Barrett, we had the German foreign minister in Turkey saying that Ankara is moving towards a dead end. Turkey, it seems, is beating the drums of war with its neighbour Syria. The first question that comes to mind is why? I mean, what vital interest does Turkey see in preparing for a war with Syria, taking into consideration the costs and benefits Ankara has summed up for itself?
Well, that's a good question. You really should be asking the policymakers in Turkey, because I don't think anybody really understands what in the world they can possibly be thinking of. They were doing very well with their policy of no problems with neighbors. They were trading with all countries in their region. They were maintaining a certain kind of neutrality. They refused to let the U.S. come through their country when the U.S. invaded Iraq. And they were beginning to develop some independence vis-a-vis the Zionist entity. That is, Turkey has been a longtime ally of Israel due to the corrupt network of Danme Jews who are in very high positions in Turkey, especially in its military. So it looked like Turkey was moving towards independence, democracy, a non-aligned foreign policy, and increasing sway in the region. Turkey has a hinterland of Turkic-speaking peoples all the way to China, and they were, you know, really moving in the right direction. And then this instability in Syria, which we could call destabilization, actually broke out. And I guess the only explanation that I can think of, and that anybody has put forward that makes any sense to me, is that Erdogan is trying to apologize to the powerful forces in NATO and the State of Israel for having crossed them a couple of years ago. Somehow the power seems to have shifted in Turkey, and the Israeli-linked Likudnik crazies, along with the people in NATO that they work with, have recaptured a lot of the power in Turkey. And this is a disaster for Turkey, because you know, Turkey is going to be destabilized itself if the destabilization of the region continues. The incitement of Kurdish nationalism, the breakaway of the Kurdish part of Iraq, perhaps followed by Syria, threatens Turkey's territorial integrity, especially since Turkey has to behave reasonably toward the Kurds due to its aspirations to be friendly with the Europeans. But at this point, it looks who wants to join the European Union anyway. It's a sinking ship. So it's I think the leadership in Turkey is just making a terrible, terrible mistake. And I hope the wiser people in Turkey realize this. Certainly the people of Turkey do. Two-thirds of the people of Turkey are against the current policy of bellicose increasing animosity towards Syria. So let's hope that the government in Turkey follows the wisdom of its people.
Indeed. And briefly, at the end of the day, who will benefit from such a conflict, and what would be the consequences for Turkey?
Well, I've been arguing all along that the Israelis are working on the Oded Yunon plan to destabilize the entire Middle East and break up the Middle Eastern countries into smaller enclaves based on ethnicity and religious sect. So they don't want any large, powerful, successful countries in their region, because the people of the Middle East have never accepted the ethnic cleansing of Palestine, which we might even call the Palestinian genocide. So in order to survive and thrive in the region, and perhaps even create greater Israel, which is supposed to go all the way from the Nile to the Euphrates River, the Israelis have to smash their neighbors into little pieces. And that's what's been happening since 9/11, which was an Israeli-sponsored coup d'etat here in the USA designed to launch America's military power against the Middle East in order to smash up all of these Middle Eastern countries into small ethnic and sectarian enclaves that will never be able to threaten a greater Israel. So that's the policy, I think. It's being dictated by the crazies in the Likud faction of Israel, and they gain when the region is destabilized and broken into pieces.
Indeed. Well, we'll have to leave it there. Many thanks, sir, to Kevin Barrett, Islamic studies expert from Madison. Thanks for your time there, sir.